You'd never fall for such an obvious scam. Well, of course, you wouldn't. I mean, you may be gullible, but you're not that gullible. You weren't born yesterday, were you? What am I talking about? I'm talking about ads like this. Genuine university degrees in 4 to 6 weeks, no study required, 100% verifiable. I mean, do me a favour, please. But the sad thing is that someone out there is going to be daft enough to fall for that. Otherwise, the organisation, who are very careful not to identify themselves, by the way, wouldn't place the ad in the first place. Most people won't fall for it, of course, and that includes you, doesn't it? But let's have a really good look at what's going on here. First of all, what sort of person would you have to be to take an ad like this seriously? Well, you'd have to be the sort of person who's lazy enough to want to obtain a degree with so little effort, which is why a person like you never would fall for it. But you'd also have to be the sort of person who believes that a degree certificate obtained so easily is going to be taken as seriously by employers as a degree that involved 3 years solid study. And that is not going to happen, is it? And that's the second reason why a person like you would not be taken in by such an ad. You would see it for the fraudulent offer it is. But here's the thing. In order to be believable, something else has to be true, which obviously isn't. Now, applying that reason, you'd have no difficulty seeing through this one as well. Launch of a new apprenticeship lasting 14 days? £2,500 per learner for 14 days? I mean, what a rip-off! Internationally recognised qualifications? Yeah, right. Things that look too good to be true alert us to the likelihood that they are too good to be true, and that makes us very wary. But what if something appears too bad to be true? We're a lot less likely to be sceptical about something that sounds really bad. Something bad doesn't sound like an attempt to get you to buy into something that you shouldn't be daft enough to fall for, does it? So what about this? The careers of young people have been blighted by the coronavirus. The futures of an entire generation are in jeopardy. Time to remind ourselves that in order for that to be believable, something else has to be true, which obviously isn't. So what is it that's not true that we're being encouraged to believe here? Well, I can see three things for a start. Number one, that your entire career depends on your exam grades. That no one without exam certificates ever makes it. And you are never going to recover from a system where no exams are available. Number two, no matter how talented you are, no matter how valuable an employee you could be, no employer is ever going to want you without good exam grades. And number three, if exam grades are unavailable to employers, they're not even going to look for alternative ways to identify your talent. I mean, it shouldn't take more than a moment's thought to realise that all three of those statements is absolute garbage. So don't fall for it, okay? See, there's nothing like stress to take all the fun out of life. So why add to the problems you already face when it's completely unnecessary? So, from the coach who rocks, until next week, best wishes.